You're listening to the Boo Boys podcast.
All right. Well, my name's Dalton.
I'm Ivy.
I'm Kelly.
I'm Daniel.
And I'm Joey.
And we're the Boo Boys. There we go.
Hello.
We'll get there eventually. So I know you guys all know what our topic is for today, but I'm going to go ahead and just say it so everybody that's listening will get to know what today's topic is, and that's going to be aliens. Woo! Ooh, got them on my boobs. So the first thing we're going to talk about is the Galactic Federation, which I know I sent you all the links to.
You
may have seen on Instagram because I also posted it there. So, you know, the people listening that are diehard fans will know exactly what I'm talking about. The initial link that I actually linked everybody to, they took it down and I had to like search for it somewhere else to get more information about it. So I'm a little sketched out about it now.
What?
Interesting.
Did the second source you find cite only the first source, or did it cite someone else?
It's the same website. It's just like the original post for some reason got taken down or changed or something. So the link is not available anymore. So you have to find the new source for it.
Weird. That's icky.
It's odd.
So going into the Galactic Federation, there is a man named Haim Eshad, and he is an 87-year-old man who is professionally known for being very smart and academic in his field. He's highly respected. He's been basically awarded many, many times, and everybody trusts basically anything and everything that he says without even questioning it. And essentially, he just came out and was like, yeah, so the U.S. and Israel has basically known about this for a really long time, but there is a Galactic Federation. And somehow they, like, told Trump about it, and right before he was about to tweet about it, they were like, maybe don't do that. And he listened to them, which already seems kind of sketchy. Like, what's the
point? That's suspicious, because...
That he'd like, listen?
Yeah,
that's what he chooses to listen about?
Well, supposedly they talked him into not, like, saying anything about it because they were like,
well,
humanity's not ready.
Yeah, I was going to say, they might have said if you tweet about it, you get, like, vaporized from space immediately. Like,
yeah, sure.
On everybody or some shit.
Well, so they told him not to do it because it could cause a panic. And then there came, like, the whole COVID thing. And so there are people that think that he took that the wrong way and thinks that any, like, overly emergency situation shouldn't be talked about because the public will panic. And that's why he took so long to respond to COVID.
Right.
I don't know about that. But yeah.
Okay. All right.
Worth not do, you know, as opposed to where it is due.
I mean, you got to find an excuse somewhere for him, right? Especially if you're his diehard fan.
It's true. Yeah. It's aliens this time.
Literally, aliens. The aliens really love Trump. They're so glad we're not advanced enough to know about them yet.
Fans were pushing that. If his diehard fans were pushing that, I feel like they'd be bringing that into the whole, he could still win conspiracy. Like, here's how Bernie can still win. You know, like, there's that thing going on essentially right now. But, like, don't you think they bring that in? Like, well, what if Galaxar pulls up and he's like, no Biden, and then we have to listen to him? Like,
no, you.
If he's got the bigger dick, that's just how it works.
Space dicks are huge, I bet.
There's no gravity to pull them down. They might be small, actually.
Smaller dicks? Exactly. It might be micro. Or they might have three. Who knows?
No balls, just three dicks.
Prompt.
Yeah.
So am I.
Right. You'd be like...
Back to the Federation.
So Haim stated that the reason, basically, that the world doesn't know about it is because humanity has not evolved to the state where we would be able to understand space and what spaceships actually are. And I don't really... What exactly do you think that means, Daniel? Like, what?
I guess, like, we wouldn't be able to build our own to, like, if there is a Galactic Federation, right, I assume they would have, that implies, like, a collection of nations working together, so they have some, like, assembly grounds, like the UN, basically, right? And we have no way to actually get there. And so they would be like, all right, Earth, you're a part of us now. See you at the G8 summit in this other specific system, right? The trap system, whatever. It would be like, cool. And then it's like, oh, how long is it going to take you to get here? It would be like, oh, maybe 80,000 years. It's like, oh, but it's like in a few months. It's like, well, you know.
Just kidding.
It's a little awkward.
You guys do Zoom calls?
Yeah, you guys do Zoom calls. Yeah, exactly. So I think I feel like that's maybe what, if it existed, that's what any aliens would mean. Like, yeah, you guys can't build this stuff, so you don't understand spaceships, right? Yeah. So
just the nature of our technology is so, like, if something like that did exist, they'd have to have some different kind of propulsion where they could cover ground.
Yeah,
we don't have that. We don't. I guess as far as our physics, I mean, Daniel knows way more about this than I do. But as far as I know, our physics don't even like account for that as a possibility.
Yeah, yeah, like physically, yeah, because the closer you get to the speed of light, the closer you just get to an energy state. So, yeah, because like, if you were to go to the speed of light, you would basically kill yourself because you would just go up, turn into light itself. Because nothing besides light can go at that speed. But see, that's the thing, right? That's like, how the heck do you travel from star to star, since every star is like a couple thousand light years across? So really, in reality, what we have to do is like warp the space around us. So we're not actually traveling faster than the speed of light. We're just like kind of cheating and like bringing the space down to like, you know, like here. And then we could just like, you know, jump from one place to another. That's probably what they do. But yeah, like wormhole.
There's no gravity. You'd have to, I mean, like, I say this not knowing dick about it, but I think, like, the idea behind it is you'd have to essentially be far away from any large source of gravity that would, like, disrupt the way it works. And,
yeah,
I mean, I say teleporting, which makes doesn't sense. Necessarily make sense, because you're not teleporting. You're more so what Daniel was saying about, like, folding space and using that
to
just bridge the gap in a smaller distance. But
yeah,
I think the way it would appear to, like, someone like us would be teleporting.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Hearing or not.
Yeah, and so we would like see if you did this jumping in the atmosphere, like a plane, you saw the plane would like stretch out like really, really far and then like kind of disappear and fade. And so that's how it would appear to us. But for the person in there, right, they would just kind of like move to one place to another. Now, how that changes time around you is a whole other story, right? Because there's also like the theory that like, oh, that will just you'll jump, but then you'll lose like 20 years. But like for you, you'll pass like a few seconds. So that's a whole other thing. So I assume, right, if this Galactic Federation is looking at us, hell, maybe they don't even perceive time like us. Maybe their year is like 100 years of ours, and they all live like thousands of years. So that's another thing too. It's all up in the air as to really, really what it could be. When we could speculate quite a while, but maybe they're waiting for us to turn into robots, and then those 80,000 light year travels would actually be nothing, right? Because if you have a thought every couple thousand years, then you just perceive time a lot quicker, basically. But anyways, this just has a point. Because you could just go on and on, ramble on and on.
So, okay, but what about the possibility of like cryogenically freezing?
Yeah, you could do that. Yeah, and I mean, yeah, if it's like if everyone lives like tens of thousands of years, then yeah, I mean, we could all take a trip to the nearest star to like get to the assembly. If warp drive is impossible, right? That's the only case that I would be able to see that. But But yeah, no, I mean that's what I think the foreign dude, the Israeli dude said. Right, he's an Israeli minister, right?
He was like a former intelligence minister or something like that.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
He's the head of state for Israeli space program.
Okay, and so yeah, so we wouldn't know. Yeah, the most unbelievable part of the story is just
Has Israel ever put somebody in space? Like, not
they
personally,
tried,
but has,
actually,
but has an Israeli been, like, to the ISS or something like that?
So there was actually a mission that went out last year in 2019 that people from Israel were trying to go to the moon. And upon launch, the shuttle didn't make it. Like, they got basically out there, but then it didn't make it back.
Okay, so
then the Israeli person said that we know about it, at least, like, the high level people like the president, and then for some reason they also know about it. Did he give any reasons as to why the aliens specifically chose, right, Israel and
no
and
that's
States?
What I that was another thing I was going to bring up is like, why are, like, maybe it's the fact that other countries may know about it and they just don't want to say anything because they don't want their people freaking out. And it's like, if it's not confirmed by your side, then it's probably just bullshit anyway because it's Trump. But like, of all the things for it to come up from, it's just like, oh yeah, you know, Trump knows about it and Israel knows about it, and it's just been a thing for years. And it's like, the sources don't really seem reliable in that sense.
Yeah, in that sense. But I mean, there's like the pervading thought that, like, I mean, not just like this administration, but just previous and from like the 60s or whatever, like we've known about aliens, whether or not they're a federation or they're just like collection of scientist aliens, you know, that's all up for speculation. But I mean, yeah, I could see from the standpoint of this more or less confirming that there has been knowledge that aliens exist for some time, and they've contacted like the top governments of the world or whatever, and they've kind of told them, yo, be quiet about us. I don't really know why they would say tell us to be quiet. You know, I guess that implies that, right, they got caught, you know. And then if they got caught, you know, doing something like all those UFO cases we hear about where like someone is abducted, you know, that all over the world, right? People have this these stories. Then and then in some instance, right, the U.S. government actually caught an alien, and then a contact had to be established. You know, that's the only reason I would think of why they would even talk to us if we're supposedly too primitive. So
let me present another possibility. So just kind of fitting in with that timeline you were giving, and Roswell was what, 1948?
47.
Okay, all that shit's legit. That's 2 years after it's established that we have nuclear weapons, and that's nuclear program established all around the world, and maybe, you know, it's something where they're monitoring different species that are like in what we would like, what is the Stone Age to us, but, you know, to them, like that scale.
Oh yeah, okay.
So they're actually monitoring that, and they Haim actually that, like, said that the aliens claim to have prevented nuclear war, a nuclear apocalypse.
Maybe that they got down there like these fucking baboons down here figured out some shit that we do. We gotta get down there.
The baboons. Like,
you fucking baboons. All right. If you nuke each other, you won't exist anymore.
Yeah.
So don't. You know? And then,
so don't.
Yeah. But, and then like that could be like bring maybe that's what mutually assured destruction was. Instead of just nuking each other, these guys would pull up and just be like, all right, we gotta like sterilize this planet.
Probably would have made more sense.
I see. Yeah, I guess, but perhaps that could also explain the crazy close incidents we've had with nuclear weapons, right? There was that one, it was like in the 50s, I believe, one of the like the B-52 bombers was carrying two hydrogen bombs, and they like crashed over Maryland or something like that. And one of the hydrogen bombs, like at the time, you know, in the papers, they were like, oh, they didn't come close to detonating, whatever. Everyone's fine. But then, like, declassified information, like, in the last decade or so, revealed that, like, one of the hydrogen bombs, like, three of its safety switches went off. And there was only, like, the only thing that was keeping it not going off was just, like, two wires just still in contact. And then if it went off, right, it would have destroyed a lot of the East Coast. So, you know, and that's just like one of many instances in which we had like just barely there. So
there was another one that touched down in Kentucky that basically did the same thing too.
Yeah,
it just happened to land in like a soft enough spot that it didn't actually detonate.
If I remember right, there's one missing, like either somewhere in like continental shelf in the East Coast or like somewhere in the Arctic. I don't remember 100% exactly.
Oh yeah.
One missing somewhere that they lost in like the 80s.
Yeah.
Can you imagine having to explain that you lost a nuclear bomb?
Yeah,
you just fucking misplaced it.
Yeah.
Imagine sending that email.
Don't freak out. But okay,
you got a problem. Don't freak out.
Like, how mad would you be if we just, you know, like hypothetically couldn't find one?
Scale 1 to 10.
Start by saying we're all human.
No, bro. We just like. So,
are we?
We had it, and the thing is we had it, and then we, like, we were focused on other things, and there was this whole crazy thing going on,
And he's like, ah! And
we're like, ah, where's that mark? It was a crazy weekend.
It's a crazy weekend.
Oops.
Just goes off in the Arctic and, like, vaporizes the ice shelf, and we're all fucked. Like,
that's what happened.
See, that's why they're trying to melt it as quickly as possible. So that way it just goes away, you know?
You like, ask them, you ever seen Die Hard? Well, there you go.
You know that
that's what happened.
It's so, the ultimate Christmas movie.
And...
but yeah, so no, that's the crazy thing too, right? We're all talking about like all this stuff that happened with the American handling of it. We don't even know what's happened with all the Russian stuff too. So that's a whole nother side, right? Another country had just as big of a stockpile and also doesn't know where a lot of their nuclear weapons are currently. So it's like, you know, how many times have we gotten close to nuclear apocalypse? Because
like they have their own nuclear incident that everyone knows about. So
yeah, like, yeah, exactly.
That's even more telling based on the stuff that we don't know.
Yeah. So it's like, yeah, exactly. And yeah, Chernobyl. Yeah. And so, I mean, yeah, maybe in some of those instances, right, UFOs intervened. They were like, oh, let's make sure this bomb, you know, drops a little slower and like plop it a little bit on the ground. Yeah. And they're like, okay, there we go. They're fine. But like, for example, there's also a theory that the, what was it called? The Tunguska event, the comic or
meteor exploded over Russia, over Siberia.
Yeah, the meteor exploded above the ground. That was a weird thing a lot of people noticed, that like, I mean, I guess it could explode if it had right the right composition and it explodes above the ground, but that was a weird thing. The fact that it exploded like
in the 1890s or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. And it exploded and like some people were saying like it happened to collide with a UFO and it was like intentional or something like that because if it didn't collide in the air and explode, you know, the fireball downward, go crashing to the ground, it would have been a lot more of a, you know, a catastrophic event.
Like the dinosaurs all over again.
Yeah. Oh, well, it's not that big, but I mean, it still would have been pretty bad.
It would have been bad for the, you know, place that it was going to fall on.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's like, you know, another case of like, oh, the aliens intervened and helped us, right?
Can you imagine that good guy UFO drivers just like, you know, drives in, sacrifices himself for the betterment of everyone else?
Yeah. So well, maybe
guy from Independence Day just like, I'm a crop duster.
Maybe he did some sick moves right at the very end and like ejected his seat, and that's how they even have that idea of like ejecto seats, is they saw something like
That's a very fair point.
Or it's autonomous.
What I thought was a very human thought. Aliens wouldn't do that.
No.
Or it's just autonomous. I mean, they could just, you know, self-driving cars. We're almost there. But, like, aliens could have,
maybe they have a really high melting point.
Maybe the dude just took it. Maybe the dude just tanked that shit.
I don't think humans are good enough for them to just take one for the team for.
And he just, like, fucking just went through it.
Watching with some kid's drone, like his toy plane equivalent. Yeah. He just drove it into a fucking meteor on accident.
So then he had to go explain to his mom.
Yeah.
Hey, you know how we make mistakes? We're all alien here.
But I'm a hero.
They refer to themselves as aliens.
Yes, of course. Duh.
I don't make the rules. Okay. I grew up on movies as far as alien culture is concerned. That's what they call themselves.
And they all speak English when they get here, too.
That's true. Exactly. And they always land in New York.
Their accent is like,
I thought you were the expert here, Daniel. Why am I teaching you things?
It's true. Only one time did they ever land in like Africa, I think, in District 9. That was the only movie that was like that.
The best alien movie by far.
I was going to bring up, there's an actual case where there was like, in Zimbabwe, I believe, where there was like, I think it was, I don't remember how long ago it was, but it was like a long time ago, where it was a bunch of like, some craft touchdown near a school and like sort of interacted with some kids. And then later on, they got like all the kids together and they.
I don't remember that one.
I know it was in Zimbabwe. And I actually heard about this recently on the fucking Rogan podcast, the Joe Rogan podcast. But I looked into it afterwards and there's some shit there.
Interesting.
Huh.
I Googled it later.
Was it back before the age of smartphones, like in general? Or like,
it was like when it landed, it was like Well, if they were older now to recount it, I assume it was at least the 80s, and it might have been, I'm not sure how old the video they were talking about was off the top of my head, so it might have been earlier than that, maybe 50s, 60s. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, we also have, what do you call it? It was a few months ago, right? The Navy or the Air Force, they confirmed like one of the videos, UFO videos, is real.
Yeah.
I mean, they
already said that back in like 2016 that it was. And then they just re-released it again. And they were like, oh, this is a new thing, even though they released it before.
It's already been around for a long time.
But good try.
Yeah.
I remember sending Dalton this guy's name, Commander something Fravor, who was the pilot who like recorded that video of the Tic Tac one.
Yep.
Tic Tac. Yes, Tic Tac. This was.
It was floating above the ocean. It was like a little fucking pill shape.
Yeah, and it goes in the water.
Yeah, it went like down or up or fucking. It just like did some zoomy shit that we don't understand.
It went to Atlantis, obviously.
Some kid flying his drone.
Right.
What if there's like some? What if they got their fucking whatever their research base is? It's probably underwater. We'd never be able to get to it. We'd never find it.
Yeah.
Everything goes down there.
So yeah, that's like that's what we don't. Yeah, exactly. We don't understand spaceships. Just like going back to what that dude said. Apparently, they're all tic tac shaped and they can just do these crazy maneuvers. So.
And they obviously live in Atlantis.
Or circles, as the saucers are. Or I've even seen some cube spaceships.
Flaming wheels covered in eyeballs, like Ezekiel said.
They're angels, yeah.
Well, Chaim does believe that they may have, like, a base under the water.
Oh, okay.
And that's how they basically, like, are able to keep tabs.
Wait, the minister guy?
The head of science, space, whatever program.
Gotcha. I want someone to spill the fucking beans on this, like, soon.
I mean,
like, come on, like,
he kind of started it.
Trump kind of just has to confirm or deny at this point.
He could just avoid it entirely and keep tweeting about, like, fraud election.
Yeah, I feel like he's not concerned about
it. You know what? If he confirms the Galactic Federation, I still won't go for his bullshit.
That man's going to live till, like, 122. He just has the money. Like,
I don't know. He's pretty
unhealthy. On like an eighth heart.
Yeah, yeah. These Rockefellers and these Rothschilds, they just like keep going.
But Trump doesn't even have that much money. Like, actually.
He's also being like the former president, too. Like,
that's true, yeah. Dale is a good detail for life. But I mean, he could also be a reptilian.
No, like, apparently he's not cool enough.
Reptilians. Yeah,
that's
true.
A different episode, Daniel.
He sure as hell stands like a fucking reptile in a suit. Like,
he stands like a toddler with a soiled diaper.
Haven't you seen that theory? Mm-hmm. This like centaur with no back legs.
How to be evil? Like,
I can see it. I haven't heard that theory before though.
You guys want to react to some dumb shit?
Yes,
yeah,
obviously,
sure.
Obviously.
So while I was doing research for this, I came across an article on sciencenews.org. The top 10 questions I would ask an alien if they came to Earth. And just going through these questions, I really can't tell if maybe this scientist person is just shitposting and like trolling me, or if they're really just this fucking stupid.
Read them. Let's see.
Question one.
Wait, actually, wait. Let's guess what they are. Kelly, what stupid question do you think they asked?
I have a spoiler based on a snap from earlier, so I don't think it's fair for me to like jump in.
I know what the stupid question they asked was, but I would like, I know what I would ask, like what if I had 10 questions.
Well, all right, fine. Here, let's go through our questions afterwards, and let's just hear them.
Okay. My first thing would be like, how long have you known about us? And depending on their answer, I'd ask them questions about our history that like are mysteries to us and shit. Like, when did we get civilization? How did they put the pyramids together? Did y'all help with that? Like shit like that. from there, I'd go into,
ancient aliens.
I'd go into like, what separates you from us? Like what level are you at and how far are we from getting there? I'd ask him why they let us make the Cats movie.
yeah.
Let me see. I'd ask him. I don't know. I feel like I just ask him if they knew a lot of shit about us. I'd ask him about like who shot Kennedy and like where's this, where's that?
Who shot
like,
Kennedy? That's the pressing question of the hour. All right.
I'm curious. Right, so. And what if they're just like, we shot Kennedy, fucker, and then it's just like.
That's true. Ask,
like, did Clinton really not have relations with that girl?
Did OJ do it? Did OJ really do it?
We're just asking questions that aren't really questions anymore. Like,
who was Jack the Ripper? Like,
okay, Zodiac killer.
Who is?
Okay, but like, what if we get an alien like Paul, and like he just fucks with us the entire time? Like, he just goes along with every stupid ass question with ass answer.
Yeah. Ted Cruz is the Zodiac killer.
What if that's what they're doing? Is they're just, this is like their Florida, and they just come here to
pull
they just come here to pull pranks on like some stupid ape civilization.
Earth man kills 200,000 people.
Like they come down too drunk and they roll their ship, and then they have to get like beamed out. And they gotta call like Space AAA, and then we find their ship.
Yeah. Space AAA. They get so fucking wasted. They come down and mutilate cows and then dip.
Yes.
Draw graffiti on the fucking cornfields.
That had to have just been like broke people who wanted meat, right?
It's like the world star of space. They're like, hey, look at this, and they're like the graffiti on the earth, like,
oh no,
like fucking lasering a cornfield with like a little crop circle.
It's just a giant dick.
Yeah,
that's like what their dick looks like. Yeah,
their dick looks like one of those like Pokemon. That's like when you get a glitch that.
All right. What is the actual questions? Wait,
I'd ask if they could take me with and show me some shit.
I can't reach that.
Because I legitimately if I came to that like decision where they're like, hey, if you want to like roll your life with us, we like fucking, you know, just come see some cool space shit for the rest of your life and just hang out with us, I'd be like 100% yes.
But what if 100%. They're like, you have to get probed at least once every day?
Well, how is the probing?
It's different every time. Because they're doing scientific experiments.
A bigger probe every time.
It's just anal training. So
it's like taping my ear.
And it's like all the way in eventually. Just like, boom.
See, I'll be like, what info do you need from my butthole?
We need to test the GI tract.
And they're just like, no, we don't actually, like, we just like fucking with you guys. We know.
Yeah.
But they don't tell you that until half a year later. They're just like,
we can open up and close our butt. Like, they just have lips at both ends. They can just, like, that's just us.
They're like, you guys got this weird idea. We just wanted to troll you.
You guys started it. We just went along with it.
Yeah, exactly. This is a joke,
It was just some fucking, some, like, farmer who didn't want to tell the doctor why his asshole was hurting in real life. He was like, aliens, probe me.
All right. What are the questions? I want to hear them.
The very first question that this scientist would ask an alien is, how do you spell your name?
What? What is spelling? They speak English?
About their language. It would look like Elon Musk's kid.
X-A-E-12, whatever.
Question number two. Using Earth's astronomical terminology, where are you from? So now we're just assuming that they know our astronomical terminology. Just
they know everything.
Yeah.
I'm from
and Saturn. English.
I'm from Saturn.
And that we would even have an idea of where they would actually be from.
I'm from Pluto.
Number three. Have you not seen The War of the Worlds?
I feel like that's not a good question. Which one?
The Spielberg one, the 50s one, or the radio show, or the book? You know, like.
Well, they said scene, so I would assume that it's at least like one of the two movies.
What if it's the Spielberg one, and they like come down like that in big tripods, and before they start blasting, they're just like, "Nah, we're kidding," and they blast a bunch of confetti out and shit. Like, they play the big tone, like the big like fucking like foghorn thing and everything, like the that whole thing. You know what I'm talking about? Like.
This is my reaction
to Ivan and Dalton.
Daniel, you fool.
Daniel, shit.
Number four, what is your favorite interpretation of quantum mechanics?
Yeah, Daniel, what is your favorite interpretation of quantum mechanics?
Tell us.
I don't know. What is your favorite? Wait, I like, there's a lot, but we can go in. go in on it.
So if you're asking an alien, what do you think they would say?
I think they would say, which one do you think? They would probably...
You think they would understand?
I would assume they could just, like, you know, just kind of look at the schools of thought that were surrounding quantum mechanics. I think they would choose the string one, that, like, the strings permeate the whole universe, and there's all these, like, modes, and then string theory, but, like, they're, like, the strings, they're, like, they have all these modes, and then that causes all, like, the forces, like gravity, magnetic force, the strong force, the weak force, all that stuff, all that jazz. I think they would choose that one. But, I mean, could 100% be wrong. Could just be, like, something entirely different. They're like, oh, none of them. You guys are all dumb. It's actually That's like wrong. This. And then they school us.
Like, I was about to say, what if asking them that question is like asking them, like, what's your favorite part of fifth grade math? Like, what's, like... What if it's just some stupid shit to them like that?
They're like, I slept that day, dude.
But if think about it like this, dude. If an orangutan came up to you and was like, hey, dude, how do you feel about long division? Like, you'd freak the fuck out, right?
That's what I'm saying, right? That's a fair point, though.
Be like, that shit's hard. I use my calculator.
Perfect English, like, no accent. Just like, it's like, hey, man, so, like, can you give me a banana real quick? And second off, what's your opinion on, like, the current socioeconomic state in Syria? And you're just like, oh, shit.
That first one was just to totally disarm me, and it worked.
Guerrilla syntax is fantastic.
How disappointed would you be if the aliens were like, hey, yo, just use MATLAB, dude?
I honestly wouldn't know what else to expect. Like, that would be my answer, too, right?
Just use what?
Just use MATLAB.
MATLAB? Oh, my God.
Or Excel, I don't know.
But some standard answer like, I don't do that shit in my head. Are you stupid? Why would I spend the time on that?
I just click the buttons and then the simulation pops up the answer.
What if their whole brain is on like some kind of hive mind shit? Like there is almost like an organic computer, and then that's all linked to like some central nervous system thing on their planet, and they just all have access to the information constantly. Like, they may not like know it, but they just can constantly access it, you know, without effort.
They're like, let me dial that in.
That makes a lot more sense.
So some random alien's just like, wow, what a fucking dumbass.
is your like brain link fucked up? What's wrong with you? And you're just like, no, we don't have to. Okay? Like,
are you out of date? Download the update. Like,
how do you communicate? They just like ping lots of each other and shit, like
being off the grid is just going to sleep.
Dude,
I don't want them to track me. It's like, it's you, dude.
They're like in an alien meeting. It's
literally all of us.
They're all in an alien meeting, and they all get a message like, the boss is such a bitch, and then one of them just goes like, fuck, I sent that in group chat. Like,
unsend.
And then like direct chat, they all hear this thought at the same time. They're like, what the fuck?
So if they hear thoughts, do they see thoughts too?
Thoughts just beam directly into their brain.
If you think about thoughts, are they going to know that you're thinking about thoughts?
Someone could just be like, big dicks, and then they're all just like, ah, fuck you, Steven.
quit thinking about dicks.
Yeah.
God damn it, Susan.
Yo, whoever's thinking about incest porn, please stop. Trying to fucking concentrate
who the fuck
here, all right?
My mom?
No, bro, that's you. That's you thinking about it. None of us were having that thought.
There's no way copying the browser version of this group link here. There's none of that.
Damn.
How do you know it was me? You're the only one that ever thinks about hentai, dude.
Imagine telling on yourself by having a VPN for that group link.
You piss off your dad and he just beams over to you the one day he lost all the respect for you.
Oh, no.
Sad music.
So, question number 5. This one's fucking stupid. Are you in any way responsible for COVID-19 or any other serious disease-causing agent, and are you sorry?
Are you fucking sorry?
If they were, their biology would have been so similar to ours, and, like, anything they drop on us to, like, fuck with us, I feel like would just wipe us out immediately. Like,
but why would they be talking to you if they purposely infected you with something too, though?
Or they're coming up like, man, okay, I was going through a phase. All right,
They're like, we just thought diabetes would be fun.
I got check out the sick prank dudes. And they just like,
no, what if it's also just using us as like their control agent to make a vaccine for their people? Like, we're the lab rats, basically.
Yeah.
We're the guinea pigs.
Mm-hmm. And like, they just apologize for that.
You don't apologize to the rats.
Yeah.
I gave you the weaker strain, bro.
And then these are just like,
and then I gave you cell phones to make up for it. So
letting us know what's going on. And they're just like, you guys are being lab rats. And then we're just like, we can't tell our people they're lab rats because they'll all fucking freak out. You know?
What if the aliens were like bigger conspiracy theorists than us, or just the same? They were like, yo, you guys are using 5G? Dude, that shit's gonna melt your brains.
Yeah. You guys have never been to the fucking moon, all right? I've been orbiting you for years.
Yo, guys,
they're all massive fans of Alex Jones and shit. Yeah.
Do like to your frogs? They're just gay shit.
You guys
haven't
eradicated the interdimensional vampires yet? They're interdimensional soul vampires who are also all pedophiles and working for Bill Clinton or Hillary Clinton, whichever Clinton it is.
Yeah, all the Clintons.
The what?
You got
well, that's question number six, seven.
Six. Yeah,
one more question.
Six.
When you looked at that dress, did it look black and blue or white and gold?
Shoot this person. Yeah. This person in the mouth. Like, this is,
fucking is like, are you serious?
They would look at you and just be like, it is just a matter of what lighting you're in originally. What lighting are you in when you first see it? That's how you see it. Like, it's upsetting.
Yeah.
Question number seven. That's how the alien feels.
Question number seven. What particular scientific theoretical breakthrough enabled the technology you have exploited for interstellar travel?
And that was decent.
The warp drive, and we'd be like, well, how? And they'd be like, well, you don't have the math for it.
You'll figure it out one day.
They look at us like, come on, bud. You gotta pass.
That's for you to find out.
You don't even speak three of the languages necessary to understand this.
Yeah.
that's like the ninth grade, bro.
Interdimensional consciousness yet. You just can't perceive, like, you haven't figured out astral projection yet. You guys are still consciously in your bodies, fucking rookies, you know? Like,
right. They had to bring over a Shaolin monk in order to like even get close.
Yeah.
You guys haven't even found the repeating numbers in pi yet.
Yeah.
You guys the end of pi? Fucking children. Like, God. Like, what if, okay, so if they're at this level where they have a federation between planets, so unless they're all in very close systems, then they have like this sort of warp drive technology. They have to have something like that, you know? Something to cut space travel down to a manageable amount of time.
Yeah.
So say they're like, you guys know the whole like the type A type civilization fucking type things. Like, I forgot what the exact thing is, but there's like type one, type two, type three. It's based on they can harness all the power. All the energy from their sun, all the energy from the universe, some shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, say some civilization can like harvest all the energy from their sun. They got like a Dyson sphere, that shit that like encapsulates their sun, just fucking sucks all the shit
type
from it.
Type two.
Yeah, say they're at like a level like what we are to amoebas, that's them to us, and they literally they don't even fucking think about us at any point until one of them, I think Daniel was saying earlier, one of them like happened to crash here and just had to spill the beans so that we didn't like a bunch of amoebas didn't like torture him, you know?
That would suck if that's the case. That'd be like type three or something. Yeah, but like I think we theorize that type threes don't exist, where they like control the galaxy power output, because type two is probably more likely because they're closer to us, and I think we're like 0.75, like ants are like 0.034 or something like that, because it's a logarithmic scale. So,
but the getting to like that type, the type to like harvest your sun, isn't that like, I don't want to say theoretically impossible, but isn't it? It comes to a point. It's like, how the fuck could we ever get there? Isn't it math that we don't understand at this point? Like,
oh well, I mean, we have the plans to do. We just have to have the drive and like the funding to do. We need a Dyson swarm, and we can like all over the solar system, you know. But like Mercury is perfect. It's right. It's like right there, right next to the sun, right. And it's made of the material that we need to create all of these panels. And so we just mine out Mercury. We create a giant Dyson swarm with it, and then we beam power everywhere.
Yo, what if we're like, you guys know those like Minecraft islands where they give you like everything to build up? There's like one tree and there's like the chest, yes, and, like, a couple things. They just give you everything you need on that island to build everything, and you're supposed to.
Yeah, yeah. That.
What if that's what like they set our solar system up? They're like, let's put.
That's what I was saying. That's what I was saying.
They can harvest this planet.
Yeah.
And turn it into that. And like Venus was try one, and they're like, fuck Venus, and they're like fucking restart save. And then they went to Mars, and then they did the same thing there, and just. Also, if they've been around for, say they've been around for like, they've had to have been around for at least a long ass fucking time. Like, it's not like they just figured out this Federation thing.
Like, this joy, like, Mars has a thin atmosphere, right? But it's like terraforming level one, because all we really need to do is like introduce a lot of plant life, right? You heat it up a little bit, and then we get an ozone layer, and then Mars, we can live on it. Take a couple hundred years to do it, of course. But Venus has a runaway greenhouse effect. And we need to basically be able to get on the surface and take out all like the sulfur dioxide and the carbon dioxide, and then we can actually live on Venus. Venus is like terraforming level two, also right next to us. The asteroid belt is filled with all these minerals for exploitation, to go into the outer planets. The gas giants are all like fuel for spacecraft. Pluto is a perfect little staging platform for the interstellar space. Mercury is perfect for mining and a Dyson swarm. It's like, I do agree with you, it's like as if the solar system was set up, you know, just a little bit.
To terraform Mars, wouldn't we need to like restart its plate tectonics? Because doesn't it not have a magnetic field?
Yeah, it doesn't. But I mean,
like melt something deep enough below the crust to like get that shit moving again.
I don't think.
And then it protects the atmosphere from like sun shit. So
yeah, I don't know if it's possible to like do that for Mars. Mars is also weird because it's like, we don't really know why it stopped. Like its inner core, why it froze, supposedly. Because I mean, considering how big it is, it really shouldn't have frozen. So there's also theories that like Mars is a captured planet. But I mean, if we restarted it, yeah, we could do the magnetic field. But that'd be pretty hard. Maybe that's like terraforming level three. You know, come back to level one and be like, yeah, let's make this better. Because that's like a whole planet manipulation. That'd be pretty hard. But I mean, eventually we can do it. Once we have the Dyson swarm, enough energy to like restart a planet's core. It's cool. I like thinking about it. I want to transfer myself a million years into the future and see whatever the human species looks like at that point and see how they've changed the solar system.
You just see Earth is a burnt crisp.
I got a game and book recommendation for everybody in here and everybody listening. Game recommendation called Elite Dangerous. It's about I think 1600 years or so in the future. Like you're just like a space guy. You're like a guy with a fucking ship, and it's just humanity's colonized other planets. We're like the only species in the solar system. It's kind of, the game is like scale to the Milky Way. It's just cool like that.
That game is sick.
There's a book series called Old Man's War that I read, and it's the only book I liked reading in high school, and I recently read the second and third one, and it's all about like when humanity's in a few hundred years in the future, when we're colonizing other planets, like the soldiers we send forward to like clear out the planets and like do defense and all that shit, and they're like interacting with alien species and all this shit, and it's just a really interesting book, and it's got a lot to do with a lot of things we're discussing about, like, you know, just like how far they would be to us. Would they even be something we'd be able to perceive as life? Would it be like a conscious slime mold or some shit like that? Like, who really is to say, you know?
The series does have orgies in it, so I mean, he can't do
orgies. Oh, the book. Yeah, there is a point in the book.
She's like, what? All right.
Not intricately described. Like, all right, like, imagine you're like an old person, and then they put you consciously in like a young new body with like a bunch of other people who are in young new bodies. You all fuck each other, let's be honest. So like they bring that up, the dude just addresses it, and he's like, yeah, we all fucked each other, and then he moves to the next part of the story. And
it was important enough for the Wikipedia article to really point it out, though.
Yeah, because it's strange, you know? And then the second one, there's more orgies in the second one, but that's about
it. Nice. So start with the second one, guys.
Yeah.
The audience is a diverse group.
You guys want to know question number eight?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
There's more.
Can you define p-value correctly and explain its limitations for drawing scientific inferences?
Why would you ask that?
What does p mean? What does p
it's like mean? A trivia question?
Yeah, is that something that we know, or is that something that we want to know about our own, like, about our own mechanics?
Yeah, I think p-value? We want to know about it. Yeah, I don't think we know exactly, but I mean, but still, I mean, why that? Play that, dude. You know, just trying to sound smart.
So let me tell you guys the last two, and then there's actually a list of where they answered what they think the alien would say.
Wow.
So number 9, what is the airspeed velocity of an unladen swallow?
Okay. All right.
What?
Someone fucking karate kicked that motherfucker.
Yeah. You know, at some point, you just have to admit that you're trolling.
Fucking.
But yeah, right? Like. And then number 10.
I feel like this is a troll article.
Big freaking brain blast with that question.
Why in the world haven't you provided us with sufficiently sophisticated arithmetic artificial intelligence to neutralize the damage to our civilization perpetrated by social media?
Not their problem.
Why would they?
Wait. So this motherfucker wants aliens to handle Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's your own. You sleep in your own.
You guys
bed
should neutralize this damage.
Yeah. Yeah, but
that's just
all right.
That's our fault enough that I don't think they need to put their.
They want to fix the YouTube algorithm.
One second.
I mean, someone should in reality.
Obviously, aliens.
Only aliens can do it.
No problem.
All right. So, question number 1: how do you spell your name? The scientist believes that the alien would reply, "Spell? There is no spell. There is name or not name."
I hate this person already. I hate
troll.
Him so much.
Question.
When I hear this person speak, I want to kill him.
Like. Question number 2. Using Earth's astronomical terminology, where are you from? And I'm guessing they just gave like a random answer.
Yeah, capital B117 and shit. Like.
T Garden B. And then there's a link to a NASA thing that explains like T Garden Star B.
I'm very smart.
Question 3. Have you not seen The War of the Worlds? And then the alien replies, saw both versions. Tom Cruise is no Gene Barry. Galaxy Quest was a more realistic movie, though.
Okay. Oh my god, he's a film
of Tom Cruise. No, real quick.
Seriously,
we all know he's out of his
best
mind.
Movie ever.
We all know this man is out of his mind, but name 2 bad Tom Cruise movies besides Mission Impossible 2 and 3. And The Mummy is up there too. Like I said, name 2 bad ones because one time someone hit me with The Mummy.
Misión Imposible, 2 y 3.
He didn't listen.
I said it in Spanish, boy.
They're practically different movies in different languages.
Right, of course.
He was a good actor.
Los misiones que son imposibles, 4 y 5 están fecking. Bangers. They are banger movies.
Nice bangers.
This alien article.
You nailed it.
So the 4th question is, what is your favorite interpretation of quantum mechanics?
Oh, what is it?
And the alien supposedly would say, and this is, there's also a link to this. The alien's just going to have links too. Handy.
check out this Wikipedia article.
Just look at this.
On my Patreon.
Yeah.
Quantum mechanics needs no particular interpretation if it is formulated without the pre-existing prejudice that nature should exhibit cause and effect determinism. It's all about understanding the nature of time as a source of novelty rather than a continuous parameter dictating the evolution of a function. What you call randomness or determinism is what we call information creation. For a few of your Earthling scientists have begun to catch up on this, and here's the link. And it's
this
just
what this guy's,
the first scientist
bias.
I also love the assumption that this alien is just like obviously a quantum level, like scientist, physicist,
right.
Whatever.
Not
like,
a simple pilot.
Like they just like machines to fucking do the thing I need them to do, guys. Like I'm basically a miner, you know, like. I don't need to like.
I'm a minor. I need an adult
every day. You know, I get my driver's license, man.
What if the alien halfway through this interview is like, "Are you like the best reporter I could be talking to right now?" I don't have a better one.
And then the reporter's like, "Ayo, what's your
like?
Ayo, what's your OnlyFans?"
There's a hidden 11th question.
Number five. Are you in any way responsible for COVID-19 or any other serious diseases causing blah, blah, blah? And the alien supposedly says, possibly, we brought a disease or two, but on the other hand, you hooked us on tobacco.
Really?
Big, big really? Cig.
Oh, bullshit on that.
Big wow. Cigarettes.
Smoke tobacco?
Yeah. I.
They wouldn't do any drug that you can't do in a spaceship. You know what I mean? Like, they may pull raw nicotine, but they wouldn't give a fuck from tobacco. Like, you can't smoke in a spaceship. You know what I mean? Like,
says you.
Like, LSD or some shit. You know? Like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Pill popper or some shit, you know? Like,
yeah, tobacco. Daniel, what would hit harder if you were in space? Actually smoking or taking an edible?
Space gone.
Both.
Both?
Yeah, both. Both.
Imagine
you take the edible and
inhuman edible, like an edible that would just put you in a coma, like as you're getting, like you eat it like right before you get your spacesuit on and walk through the bridge and the walk out and the wave and all that crap. So like it hits you right during the countdown. And you're just like you're sitting there like you know fucking leaning back vertically, and it's like Houston's going through the whole countdown, and you're just like I am fucking yeast right now.
That was a mistake. I shouldn't have eaten the third.
The ship launches. And you're just like, what if I'm like the first guy to die from weed and it happens while I'm in space? And you just, your brain starts going through all that shit. And as you're locking up there and you start to do that like peel back shit when you look over and clear the atmosphere, and you're just like, the whole time, you're just like watching Earth get smaller and you're just like, I'm never going to see that again. I'm going to die up here because I took too much weed. It's because of this edible. And I'm going to be the first, and Snoop Dogg won't even know about it because it'll happen. Yeah. And like, and the whole, I'm just thinking about what I would think about if I were dying from an edible loss.
Dad, that Snoop Dogg wouldn't know.
Michael is not Michael. But I guess I always tell myself if I'm the first dude to die from weed, then Snoop Dogg's gonna at least know who I am. Like,
what if you were on the space station, took an edible, it starts kicking in, and you're like, I know what down is. Like, you know the direction of down, right? You're like, here it is.
would it be like a centrifugal station where it's like in constant rotation, like fake gravity, or
yeah?
But what if we're all robots by that point?
That's true. If we're all robots, it doesn't matter. Then, and I guess you could just be, oh, I'm just gonna go to sleep, and then you wake up on your new planet. But then, yeah, that's true. You'll probably
go into
just
rest mode.
I just update.
You just update, yeah. But see, yeah, that's 18,000
light years or however long it takes, you know.
Updating Windows.
That's a whole nother philosophical question. Would you be you? You upload yourself, Kelly? Exactly. No. You would die in your mortal.
And that's okay, because I would have a badass machine brain.
It's true.
Apparently it's really hard to make this into machines, so you know.
Yeah, what if when we die it's just like someone just like puts a pipe down and you look down, you're like orange and like, or you're not even a color, you're just like a constant flux of shit, and then like another being looks at you and they're like, bro, how was it? And it's just
like, it was a fucking shit show.
Ideal.
Yeah. Like, dude, there was this fucking turtle guy in the government. And there was this other, everyone was 95 who was running shit, and it was just the worst.
Everybody got fucking sick, but then also nobody was sick at the same time, but nobody believed anybody was sick, but we all were acting like everybody was sick.
Yeah.
The average person died at 70, but they only let people who were 90 run shit. It didn't make any sense.
Question number 7. What particular scientific theoretical breakthrough enabled the technology you have exploited for interstellar travel? And the alien would say, well, that's related to the quantum question. The key insight came from the Vulcans, who realized that quantum mechanics at the foundation of calculus was not the only possible logical mathematical system. You need what you call intuitionistic math, as mentioned, and then they list an article, and also another article, and a paper. And once you get rid of that unwieldy infinity of real numbers, lots of things are easier to solve, like quantum gravity. Technology takes off from there.
Sure. Stupid. You hear that, Daniel? Just throw out numbers. That's
holding us back.
Quantum gravity, Daniel.
That hurts.
I bet you this writer, like this, whoever was this journalist, like met some person he wanted to bang who was really into science. And then he wrote this as like, so he could send it to them and be like, hey, what do you think of my article? And then that person hopefully just beat them to death with a shovel.
Why in the world haven't you provided us with sufficient sophistical arithmetic? Why didn't you get rid of social media? And the alien runs off. And then it says, oh my God, I just realized the answer to that one is Mark Zuckerberg is one of the aliens.
It's hilarious. That is so funny.
No, I was not impressed by that.
Oh my God.
I get it.
That's a great joke. Mark Zuckerberg.
Wow. No one ever would have thought.
Nice. Nice.
Wow. I remember I wanted to bring up, just in conversation with this, does everybody know who Bob Lazar is here?
No.
It's this dude who essentially like claimed to work at not Area 51 but some other government secret base. Like he was like a propulsion scientist.
No, it was Area 51.
But he like beforehand had worked at like a lab in some research lab on propulsion shit. And they found him through that and like had him work on this thing, and he said like he just basically kind of spilled the beans about like shit that he said he worked on. He said that he like viewed a craft a few times, and they had him like trying to figure out how the propulsion system on it worked, and that like the craft was something they had gotten out of an archaeological dig that had crashed here like thousands of years ago. And his whole thing centered on like when he went to like study the thing, it just basically they figured out how to turn it on before he got there. And he was like, they had shown him that shit, and it just like was like an anti-gravity field. Like it was something that like you'd try to push on, it would just push you back away. And the whole thing was like it was gravity-based propulsion, and he was describing flight like in the 80s or something when his story first broke and he first like claimed to have worked there and shit. It was about like he was describing like movement and shit that is similar to what we're seeing now from these Navy pilots. And what we were just describing about like they would have to have a gravity-based propulsion thing, it's like he was describing shit way back when that like fits with that. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of other shit to it too. And a lot of things
he
about,
also
like,
said that they had
credibility
like
or disproving it, and
aliens there, and they called them the children or the kids, and he'd seen them a couple of times, like through a window.
I see.
And he like drew what it looked like through the window. He like didn't say he had it, but he hinted at the idea of potentially having a type of metal that doesn't technically exist on Earth.
Yeah. There was the whole thing is that like the FBI has actually raided him several times too, and which kind of lends to this theory is that he, I guess he said they operated it with something called element with like what would be element 115 on the periodic table, and like at the time that his story first broke, it wasn't even like lab created yet. Into this since I think like recently been lab created, fucking like 12 atoms of it, 35 seconds or some shit.
Yeah.
Like,
even lower. Yeah.
Yeah, but just like shit that existed instant.
Yeah.
And the whole kind of thing is that there's some bit about that he, at some point, either someone said that he stole it or he claimed at some point to have stolen some from this base. It was hiding it somewhere. I don't know, that'd be kind of the coolest shit ever if he did.
It was real, but yeah.
They basically fucked up his entire life because they essentially, once he kind of spilled the beans, because he let it all out. And then they erased his whole life. They took away his degree and made it look like he never went to school. They erased every bit of him ever working there. They basically were just like, no, that's not true. So he couldn't even get a job doing the same thing anymore because he literally could not prove that he went to school. And there were like people he went to school with that were like, yeah, no, he was there, but there's no record of him now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder how closely, if he knew, because supposedly another things along those lines, like, have you guys ever heard of Skunk Works? Like the Skunk Works arm of, so it's like a department in like in Lockheed, and it's like shrouded in mystery. And supposedly like this this arm of like the like this group of engineers have like
one of those more profiteer companies, yeah.
Yeah. But that's, well, I mean, it is from Lockheed Martin, but it's also like kind of integrated with the U.S. government, supposedly. And so like they have all this technology that they've reverse engineered from like these aliens, like the alien spacecraft that they collected over the years, you know, and no one really knows where it is. But anyways, that's like how like over time they like release. Like as they're reverse engineering more and more technology, they're like, okay, now we can do this, we can do that. Like depends what they're looking at. Like that's why we got like the Blackbird, and it's such like a nice like like good design, and like kind of seemingly out of nowhere, stuff like that. And so Skunk Works is on the, along those same lines. Like they have all the technology, at least per like one of the member statements. Like they like have all the technology that's ever been that could be invented has been invented is all like they have it. It's just a matter of like finding out how it works, and then they have like everyone else kind of work on it. And so like when they figure out like how this, I don't know, just some crazy example, this anti-gravity gun works, they'll like kind of draw blueprints for how they think it works, and then they send it out to other departments, and these engineers don't really know where it came from. They're just like, oh, okay, let's see if this works. And so it's like they're the only people that know how it works, basically. And, you know, so that'd be cool if that exists too.
I'm been kind of piggybacking off that theory. I remember seeing something. I don't remember how long ago, maybe like 2010-ish, but it was about something about how like we're actually like out we're like outrunning Moore's law a little bit. Moore's law is the whole thing about like how computer processors are supposed to like double in capacity every 18 months or something like that, like exponentially, and. Something about just the whole thing, like the reason we're outrunning that is we're like figuring out is like we're essentially back engineering other technology as opposed to doing it ourselves. But there's also some shit about like, oh, we figured out microprocessors because we pulled them off a ship that crashed here in the 40s or 50s or something.
Yeah.
A lot of those things come from like I mean, these things that might just be, you know, our own technological advancements, but a lot of it maybe at least just in the last like century or so, people have tried to tie back to visits and alien wrecks and such like that, paranormally things.
Yeah, and they were saying the same thing about like the Apollo, the space race, because like the Saturn V and like the astronaut suits and like all those modules, they were all like built, researched, developed fully in like, well, like 8 years, and like the reason why we can't even recreate any of that stuff, because it was just kind of all made in like one time go, basically, and it was just like all kept in these like engineers' minds supposedly, and they never like wrote it down specifically how to make them, and so we can't just remake any of that stuff. So that's also crazy. It's like along those same lines, like, whoa, where did they just get all this stuff? I mean, they could also be, you know, geniuses, I guess, but
do you think a big part of that was like, I don't want to say it was actually a matter of national security, but it was like, it was something that the government was more willing to put the resources into at the 50s, just because Russia got Sputnik up before we got anything up, so they wanted to reestablish the US as like the big dick, you know what I mean, by getting to the moon first.
A lot of it, was a matter of just like getting like, there as fast as we can
like,
get.
Maybe if like, you think if another nation started like a moon base before us, do you think we'd like kick into gear as far as with our space program and be like, you know what, fuck you guys.
All right. Oh, well, go ahead and stay tuned for part two, hopefully next week. I'm Dalton.
For Stardust Ranch.
I'm Ivy.
I'm Kelly.
I'm Daniel.
And I'm Joey.
And we're the Boo Boys. Go and follow all of our social media, especially Instagram, to see Daniel's crazy alien face. Bye.
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 All right, I do want to apologize for like helping derail that.
You
got to
say bye first.
No, you're fine. Bye.
Oh, I need to say bye first. Oh, I'm sorry.
You have to say bye.
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 All over again.
I'll fix it. But.